Thank you, Brad, and good morning, everyone. While poll watchers were keeping their collective eye on the county elections webpage and tracking election night results, the Eureka City Council was in session. The council voted 4-1 to approve a plan to reallocate funding from the spurned Waterfront Drive project into a project to create a trail along the same path. Councilmember Lance Mattson cast the lone dissenting vote, and with Walmart expected to open its doors in the coming days and with continuous problems associated with the land along the trail route, City Manager David Tyson hopes that trail development will not only create another place to enjoy the waterfront, but also cut down on illegal activities long associated with Palco Marsh.
Well, I'm hoping that, you know, we're proposing a trail now to go through there rather than the waterfront drive, and the trail will be a Class 1 trail, so we'll be able to get at least emergency response vehicles back into those areas to deal with some of the activity and make it a little more comfortable for the average person to be back there, because law enforcement can drive a vehicle back there and patrol it occasionally. Doesn't mean they're going to be back there all the time, but at least deal with some of the issues. And we're also working with the Coastal Conservancy to clean the area up.
The city will now need to finalize its plans with the State Transportation Commission as well as with HCOG. With the final results from Tuesday's primary in and the certification process underway, we spoke with some of the winners in Tuesday's supervisor races, one of them being Estelle Fennell. Fennell, up against incumbent Cliff Clendenin, had this to say about one of the reasons that she won.
Well, I think that the universal message from people who've been contacting me all morning is that they feel now very strongly that they'll have a representative, that they have a voice, that there was a big feeling among the second district voters that they weren't being very well represented.
Fennell, who lost a bid for the 2nd District seat in 2008, also commented on winning the election and her reaction to those who cast a vote in her favor.
Well, you know, I've not heard people say this before, but it is so true. It's very humbling to finally get that feeling that you've been heard, and it's very touching to know that you've got people at your back and that they've got the message and that they support you, and it's giving me a lot of courage.
Fennell is one of two new faces on the Board of Supervisors, joined by Rex Bone, who easily won a three-way race for the 1st District seat. There are 130 voting precincts in Humboldt County, and there are more than 76,000 registered voters as well. But when the final vote totals were counted by the elections office early Wednesday morning, it turned out that less than 35% of those registered voters cast a ballot in Tuesday's primary. Just over 25,000 ballots were cast, a measly 33% of the eligible voters. And that ratio doesn't get any better when looking at voting across the state. At the state level, it was just over 25% of eligible voters who cast a ballot, and that means only a quarter of voters are determining the direction of the state, and in this case, counties, are headed. The Eureka Energy Committee announced yesterday that those who own electric cars now have two spots in Eureka to charge their vehicles. There is now an electrical vehicle charging station at the Fisherman's Terminal building at 4th and C Streets, and another station at McRae Nissan at 7th and G. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's on the Plaza Arcata, of course.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Officials at the California State University system are keeping their eye on the November election. That's when two tax initiatives proposed by Governor Brown will be on the ballot. And if those tax initiatives fail, the CSU system is going to face another $250 million cut to its budget. That means more cost reduction measures for Cal State, which will face a budget that is lower than it had in 1996, but in a system that is serving 90,000 more students. Some of the proposed cost-saving measures brought forth by Cal State officials include changing employee health care premiums and more cuts in salary, although those two will have to be approved by labor unions representing the employees affected. Other measures include more enrollment caps, closing campuses, something that leaders are barely considering, another rise in tuition fees, discontinuing certain academic programs, larger class sizes, and employee furloughs. The city of Eureka will host the fourth and final Prosperity 2012 Business Leaders Luncheon at the Warfinger Building tomorrow afternoon. The focus of the luncheon is on healthcare and tourism and the economic impacts on the local business community. The luncheon runs from noon until 2 o'clock, and two panels, one focusing on healthcare and one on tourism, will sit to discuss where the city will be over the course of the next 3 years. And that's the North Coast News on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.